Okay, today is Daf Tes of Maseches Brachos. We're going to go back to the end of Daf Ches, and we're going to do that Gemara again. We rushed through it yesterday, we're going to do it again. And this time we're going to give a little zmanim to make it make sense. Here we go. It's about 7-8 lines where the lines are still in the middle, mid-sized line. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. That what? That you could say Shema until the morning. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shema Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We're passing like that. Tanya, Rishon ben Yichai Omer, Pa'amim she'adam kori kriyashma shtei pa'amim balayla. A person can say kriyashma twice balayla at night. And achas kodim shiyala amora shachar, once before amora shachar, v'achas la'achar shiyala amora shachar, and one after amora shachar, v'yotzi dechavaso. And you can be yotzi yuchi of achas shel yom, v'achas shel layla, one of night and one of day. So right away, Haguf Akasha. Right away, this doesn't make any sense. Why? Amarta, you said, Pa'amim she'adam korek kriyashma shtei pa'amim balayla. We started off by saying, twice at night. Alma, la'achar shiyala amora shachar, after amora shachar, laylahu, that's still night. So today's date is August 9th? August 9th? Say it's the 10th? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So, I did yesterday's date. I'm sorry. August 9th, 2012, Alos HaShachar is either 4:27 or 4:48. That difference is a whole other machloket. We don't have to get into that. It's either 4:27 or 4:48. What the Gemara is saying here is, you read Kriya Shema after? No, before Amor HaShachar. You woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Still night outside. Still dark. What? Correct. You woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning, and you forgot to say Kriya Shema Thursday night. So you say Kriya Shema for Thursday night. Then you say it again. Now it can count for Friday morning also. You can say it twice. Once at night and once in the morning. That's what's going on here. So the Gemara says, how could that be possible? You just said that 4 o'clock in the morning is night. If most people would say it's the middle of the night. It's becoming morning, true. V'hadar yitani, yotze ben yidei chavasar achas shiyah v'achas shalayla. But you can say it twice, before alos, and count. Alma yimamu. So Gemara says like this, lo lo olam laylu. Really, it's night. 4 o'clock in the morning is night. Ay, v'hadar kari layom. Why is it called? Why could you be yotze your mitzvah of kriya shema of the morning so early? De'ikka inchi dekami b'hahi shaita. There are people that are up at that hour. There are people, the early risers are already up. Awesome. Yeah. And that's how we pass it. Now, others had it like this. The Tanya. You can say Kriya Shema twice by day. By day now. What are the two times? Achas kodem neitachama, v'achas la'achar neitachama. Once before Nate, once after Nate. When's Nate today? Nate today is 6 a.m. Nate today is 6 a.m. Yesterday, 6 a.m. So you can wake up at 10 to 6. Oof, I got to say Kriya Shema last night. I'll say it at 10 to 6. Then, say it at 10 after 6. Right? Once in the morning, once at night. And once by night and once in the morning. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Haguf Akasha. It says you recite Kriya Shema twice by yom, by day. Meaning, before Nate and after Nate, it's both called day. By the way, we're like almost an hour and a half later than what the first month. It's an hour and a half later. Again, Alos is 4:27, 4:48. And Nate's at 6 a.m. It's an hour and a half later. Right? So, you can requite, he says you requite, you recite Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'amim Bayom. Alma, Kodem Nate Acham is Yamamahu. Before 6 a.m. is morning. V'hadar Tarni Yotze Pa'i Dechavasar Achashia V'achasha Laila. And it says you can be yield to both. Alma, Lailahu. So it's still considered the night. So the Gemara answers, Lo. Lo Olam Yamamahu. This late in the morning, this is already 6 o'clock in the morning is already considered day. Ay, v'had dekari le'layla. So why could you be yotzi your kriyashma of night at this time? It's so late. It's already morning. We all know. There are people that are still asleep. A lot of people still sleep now. We're here learning. And people still sleeping, right? So it could still count for the night fish.
People here are sleeping.
Amar Reb Acha Bered Amar Reb Shua Ben Levi Halacha Kerev Shimon Amar Mishum Rabbi Akiva. That's the halacha. Amar Reb Zera Ubulvad Shaloyomar Hashkivenu. As long as you don't say Hashkivenu. Now what does that mean? So Rashi says, in the second line, Hakori Kriyashma Shalaila Shachris, in other words, the first case, Samoch La'amod HaShachar, right? It's Amod HaShachar is 4:30 in the morning. You woke up at 4:20. Ooh, I didn't say Kriyashma last night. You say it right now. Says Rashi, you can't say Hashkivenu now. That's the case when you can't say it. Tosfos argues. Tosfos, if that's true, then it should have been over there. Piece this gemara should have been there. So Rashi says, why not? She ain't od zman tchilas shchiva ela zman sof shchiva. Because even if you could still be yotzi your mitzvah of kriya shma at 4 o'clock in the morning, even though people are getting up now, nobody's going to sleep now, so you can't say the word hashkivenu. That you can't do, right? Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Had Rabbi Acha Bar Bichina Amar Mishlakish Amar Shuben Levi Lav Beferish Itmar Ela Mechlala Itmar. It wasn't said straight out. It was implied. Why was it implied? Dahu Zuga. There was a pair. The Rabbanan. The Ishtako Bahilula. They went to some party. They went to some wedding. They got a little shikker. The Dabrei Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi. They were the children at. What does this mean? At the party of Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi's son. You can rely on that. Right? And it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You haven't said Krishna. You can rely on him now. You can rely on him. So what happened? In the Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel's children came to Rabbi Gamliel and said, what should we do? We came back from the Chasana. What should we do? Should we recite Krishna? So didn't know their father held. It's a funny thing. So, They didn't know what their father's going to say. So the Gemara says, this is what they said. Rabbanan pligi alivach. The Rabbanan argue on you. V'yachid kirabim. V'yachid ramalach kirabim. You're a das yachid, Rabbi Gamliel. You're our father. We love you. But you're a das yachid. Oh, Dilmore, maybe Rabbanan kavasech svirlu. Even the Rabbanan agree with you. That you can say Kriya Shema until the morning. V'had ka'amri ad chatzos. They only said that to prevent people from falling asleep, from doing an Aveira and forgetting. But here we are, we remember. As we said on the first day, the Mishnah Brura says, you can say Kriya Shema after Chatos. You can. However, you lose out on this Maila of not listening to the Chachamim to be okay. The Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kriya Shema beats that idea. So that's what they're asking. Is it that you're completely wrong, Dad? You're wrong, because you're a Yachid. Or do they agree with you? But they had a thing, you should try to do it before Chatzos. So which one is it? That's what they wanted to know. So he told them, it's the second one. Amalu, Rabbanan Kavasi Sviralu. My Rabbanan whole like me. The Chayavan Atem. And the Chacham is in Yechayav to say Kriya Shema now. The Hai, the Ka'amri Ad Chatzos. So why do they say Ad Chatzos? Kedei Laharchik Adam in Havera. Okay? Now, Velozu Bilvat Amru. Not only that, so the Gemara says, what do you mean not only that? Not only there, not only here, do we say Ad Chatzos, even they have the whole night, there are other places also, in the Beit HaMikdash. What do you mean? So Rabbi Gamliel, what do you mean not only that? Rabbi Gamliel didn't hold from it to begin with. Right? What do you mean? Not only that, but even this. Rabbi Gamliel didn't even hold from that, so they didn't even hold from Kriya Shema. He said you could read it till the morning. So not only that, even more cases. What does that mean? Rabbi Gamliel, Mika Amar Ad Chatzos? Did Rabbi Gamliel even say Ad Chatzos? Did Katani Velozu Bulvad Amru? They even saying not only that, but even other cases? He didn't even hold from this. Hachika Amalahu, Rabbi Gamliel Livnei. Afilu Rabbanon. No, it goes back into the Rabbanon. Even according to the Rabbanon, to Ka'amri Ad Chatzos, that say it's till Chatzos. Mitzvah Sa'achi Allah Morashachar. Really, it's the whole night. Really, of the whole night. Hi, to Ka'amri Ad Chatzos, Kedilahaka Chadamin Avera. They said that to be marchik and other from an avira. And not only that, there were other times they said it also. It wasn't going on Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel didn't hold from this. He held, you could say Kriya Shema any time of the night. back to the Chachamim, they held no, you have to chatzot, and not only that, other places also. What were the other places? Hakter Chalavim. Out of left field, the Gemara asks, V'ilu achilas psachim lo ketani. Eating the Karban Pesach is not in this Mishnah. Which means that eating the Karban Pesach, you can recite all night. You can eat it all night. What? What do you mean? Yeah. Yeah. It's that night. So you have to stop at Chatzos? But so it's not on the list. It's not on the list of things that you have to stop at Chatzos. Which means, even the Chachamim would agree you don't have to stop eating the Karban Pesach at Chatzos. They can go the whole night. Not on the list. What's on the list? Hakter Chalavim, Veivarim, these things. Eating the Karban Pesach, not on the list. So nobody says you have to stop eating the Karban Pesach at Chatzos. Nobody says that. It's not on the list. In the first Mishnah of Shas, it's not there. So the Gemara says, is that true? Viraminhi. But we have a question on that. It says, there's another place, right? There's another place. Where's the other place? It's a brisa. The brisa says, Kriya Shema Arvith, Kriya Shema of the night, V'Hallel, B'Lele Psachim, Hallel on Pesach night, V'Achilas Pesach, and eating the Karban Pesach is mitzvasan ad shiyala mod hashachar. Right? Okay. Right? 1 minute. So what's the kasha? Right. No. So it doesn't say achatos. It says till the morning. Right? It says in the morning. It says till the morning. What? So I think the kasha is... what's the kasha here? So what's the kasha here? Right? What's the kasha exactly? The stira?
It says here that the Mishnah is a contradiction to the Mishnah.
How's the contradiction?
I don't know. Somewhere it says in the Mishnah that the Pesach is only until midnight.
What? No. It says... It says, V'ilu achilas psachim. Right? Aha. So then from our Mishnah, it's mashma, that the Karban Pesach must stop at Chatzos.
Right.
From our Mishnah, it's mashma, it must stop at Chatzos. Why is that mashma that, from our Mishnah? Because only those other things can go till the morning.
Right, that makes sense. Right.
But the Karban Pesach must stop at Chatzos. But there's a brisa that says, not true, it can go till the morning. So it's a stira. How are we going to resolve that stira? We're going to say it's a machlokas. Right? That's how we're going to resolve it. Rabbi Yosef, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ha, Rabbi Akiva. And the brisa that said till the whole night is Rabbi Akiva. So it's a machlokas tanayim. Ditanya. V'achlo es ha-basar b'layla hazeh. It says in the Torah, eat the basar this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemar kan b'layla hazeh. It says over here, eat the Karban Pesach this night. V'nemar lahalan, and it says over there, over where? By the Makas Bechoros, v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. I made a Makas Bechoros b'layla hazeh. Ma lahalan ad chatzos, af kan ad chatzos. Right, even though the Makas Pechoros began at Chatzos, but that's they asked that kasha. All right, so what do you see from here? The Karban Pesach stops at Chatzos.
It began at Chatzos, but it's finished right after.
Exactly, the whole thing took 1 minute.
Yeah.
They asked that kasha. Amale Rabbi Akiva, what are you talking about, says Rabbi Akiva? Falo kvar nemar bichi pazon. It says that they left bichi pazon in haste, which means ad shaschi pazon, the whole night. Im gay matam adlomar balayla. So why does it say balayla? A whole different thing. Yachal, if it didn't say balayla, I would think yehinechal kachim bayon. You can eat it by day. There's no carbon in the world that you shecht it in the afternoon, and then you have to wait till night to start eating it. There's no such a thing carbon like that. The only carbon like that. Any other carbon you shecht it, you can eat it right away. You have to wait till the night. You know why? Because it says balayla. How long can I eat it? I can eat it the whole night, says Rabbi Akiva. Right? Tamad loma balayla. Balayla hu nechal v'lo bayom. Okay? Now, Bishlam Allah ben Azaria. So according to Allah ben Azaria, it makes a little more sense. Why? The Isleh Gzeir Shava. Since it's Gzeir Shava, it's drug Lemichtav Hazeh. That's why it says Hazeh, this night. It's Gzeir Shava, Hazeh from here, and Hazeh to the Makas Pechoros. El Rabbi Akiva, Hi Hazeh, my Avid. Why does it say the word Hazeh? We know what night we're talking. It's an extra word. We know we're talking about Pesach night. So my answer is Lemu'ute Laila Acher, to exclude the next night. Right, which in Israel is Matzah, the first day, and in America is the night of the second Seder. So I would think maybe you can eat the Karban Pesach that night also. You'll save it, and you'll eat it the second night as well.
Why
would I think that? I would think, well, Ho'alu Pesach Kachim Kalim. Pesach is Kachim Kalim, and Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, and Shlomim is also Kachim Kalim. But the rule by Shlomim is you have to eat it. You get to eat it for 2 days. You bring a carbon Monday, you get to eat it Monday night, and Tuesday. So I would think, carbon Pesach, there's no eating by day. So I would think I could eat a month, so Erev Pesach is a Monday. I could eat a Monday night, and then Tuesday night. The two nights will be equivalent to the 2 days. I would think that I could eat a Monday night, Tuesday not, and then Tuesday night again, by the second Seder, in Chutzah, I could eat it again, on the Matzah Yontif, I could eat it again. Mashlon Nechol, Shnei Yom V'Layel Echad. There's no Chutzah, there's a Pesach Mikdash. Just like I can eat it 2 days and one night, af Pesach, so too Pesach, nechol shtei leilos, I can eat it 2 nights, b'makom beis yomim, instead of 2 days. V'yehei nechol beis leilos v'yom echad, and I can eat it 2 nights and 1 day. I can't eat it during the day, but that day I wait and do nothing. Tamad loma, kamash malam b'layla hazeh, b'layla hazeh hu nechol vei nechol b'layla acher. You hear that? Rebbe ben Azaria, how does Rebbe ben Azaria know you can't do this? How does he know you can't do this? Very simple. It says, Miloso Sirad Boker Nafka. It says, you're not allowed to leave it over till the morning. It's not going to eat it the next night. I'm not allowed to leave it over. It's about of Noser. Maybe Akiva? No. That doesn't bother me. That I know about Noser. Ime Hashem, I would think, Havamina, my Boker. What does Boker mean? Boker Shani, the next day. Because I'm allowed to eat it the second night. Miloso Amalach, call Boker, Boker Rishon who? No, Boker means Boker Rishon. Whenever it happens a case like that. So therefore, if Pesach is a Monday, if Erev Pesach is a Monday, I can eat it Monday night, till Chatzos, stop eating it, after burn it in the morning. Rashi points out, you can't burn it the next day, because it's Yontif. So you have to wait till Chalamoy. And you realize that maybe Akiva holds, no, you eat it that night, Monday night, the whole night you can eat it. Right, and we all know how this translates into our day and age, where we eat the Karban Pesach, where we don't eat the Karban Pesach anymore, we have an Afikomen, and we try to eat it before Chatzos. It's so interesting how this is a machlokes which has never been resolved. We have no idea who to pop. So, Michumra, it's a Chumra that we stop at Chatzos. It's only a Chumra, because we simply don't know who to hold like. So it's so interesting how sometimes you have this where machlokes is never resolved. Every single year, and it's never resolved. It's just so interesting how that happened. You know? There's no machlokes, whatever, we can go into all the things. It's an interesting phenomenon.
I thought in most cases that more go according to Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva disputes people, he always wins.
What? He always wins?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, the Hani, maybe this is one, maybe this is, he's generally right, Rabbi Akiva wins. But here, you see maybe why he didn't win, because there's other people that argue. The Hani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. Other Tanoim argued on this already. The Tanya, it says in the Pasuk like this. There's a pasuk in Devarim somewhere. In Re'ei Shoftim, Sham Tizbach Es HaPesach Be'erev Kivo HaShemesh Moed Tzeitzecha Mimitzrayim. That's a lot of words. So what does all that mean? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Be'erev Atazoveach. You shecht it in the afternoon. V'kivo HaShemesh Ata Ochel. You eat it at night. V'moed Tzeitzecha Mimitzrayim Ata Sorev. And when you left Mitzrayim in the morning, you burn it. That's one opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, the erev atazoveh. That's true. You shecht it in the afternoon. Kivo Hashemesh ata ochel. You eat it at night. Doesn't mention anything about burning here. Ad masay ata ochel. How long can you eat it? Ad moed tetecha mimitzrayim. The whole night. So there are other Tanayim that argued. So does Rabbi Akiva win against every? I don't know about that now. So again, Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol, Rabbi Elizabeth Horkinish, Rabbi Yeshua. These are all Tanayim. It's not been resolved to this day, right? Fascinating. Okay, now a little agarata. Amar Abba Hakol Modim Shenigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Nigalu Ela Be'erev. Everybody agrees that they were not redeemed until the morning. They didn't leave till the morning. Now everyone agrees to that. Shenemar, I'm sorry, they were redeemed at night, but they didn't leave till the morning. Shenemar Hotiacha Hashem Alkecha Mitzrayim Laila. Because Shiyatsu, but when they left, Lo Yatsu Ela Bayom, they only left by day. Shenemar Mimarchar Tapesach Yatsu Bnei Yisrael Biyad Rama. Amon Nechleku. So they're arguing about it already. Achas Chipazon. They're arguing on this concept of Chipazon. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azariah Savar My Chipazon Chipazon De Mitzrayim. That the Egyptians were itching for us to get out of there. Get out of here already. That happened at Chatzos. The power came running. Leave already. Now we're not in such a rush to leave. We're not in such a rush. We'll take a little time now. Right? So therefore, this man of eating stops at Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva Savar No My Chipazon Chipazon De Israel. What kind of chipazon is that if they waited until the morning? What kind of rush? It's such a big rush. They're not in a rush at all. Right? They're not in a rush at all. They're leaving on their own terms. Exactly. Why did they have time to make matzah? Exactly. Right? So Golda has a whole bar on that.
The chipazon was they had to eat. The whole seder was the chipazon. They went with the shoes or the stick.
Yeah, but why do they have to do all that if they're not in a rush now?
Not anywhere. Because it's a mitzvah.
Huh?
The mitzvah was to eat if
you could. The pasuk says that Paro came to the door. The Medrash says Paro came to Moshe's door.
In his
pajamas. So, no, you're leaving? So we'll leave when we're good and ready. We're having a Seder now. Right?
But the mitzvah was to do.
So, what kind of rush are they in? It's a good kasha.
No, the mitzvah was to do it with the puzzle.
Right?
And there's all kinds of drushes why that could be chipazon.
Right.
It means they ate it in a state of chipazon.
They were in a state of chipazon even though they're not in a rush to leave. I hear now that's
not, the not to rush to leave.
Right.
The
right. Okay. Tanya Nami, it's a good question. Rav Golda has a whole beautiful Dvar Torah about it if you have a chance. He says that matzah doesn't spoil, unlike bread, which does spoil. Right, matzah is a much more of an eternal. You leave matzah at the top of your fridge for 6 months, you can still eat it. Bread, you can't do that. Right, so what's the point of matzah? It's the exact opposite of chipazon. Right, it's not. It's a whole. He has a beautiful piece. Okay, Tanya Nami Hachi. Hotziach Hashem Alkecha Mirtzayim Laila. That they left at night. Chibal Laila Yatze. They didn't leave at night. But lo Yatze Ela Bayom. Left by day. Shneamar Mimachras Apesach Yatze Bnei Yisrael Biad Rama Ela Malamed Sheitzchila Lehem Geulah Mibeer. Yeah, the Geulah started at night. No question about it. The Geulah started at night. They didn't actually leave the country till the morning. Now more agadot over here. Dabruna ba'ozne ha'om, right? Says Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael, Hashem tells Moshe, go ask the Bnei Yisrael to go ask for the gold and the silver of the Mitzrayim. Amar de Rabbi Yanai, ain no el loshem bakasha. It's a bakasha. Please go tell them to go get rich. Please go tell them that. Amar lehei Kadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, b'bakasha b'mcha lech ba'amar lehem liYisrael. Go tell the Jews, I request of you, go ask them for the gold and the silver. Right? You hear this? Go ask them for the gold and the silver. So the Kosev asked, what do you mean go ask? You have to ask somebody to become wealthy? Do me a favor, please become rich. Go ask them. What do you have to ask them for? So he answers, unbelievable answer. He says, because if you think about it, what are they doing? They're stealing. Do me a favor, go rob that guy's house. Go rob that guy's house. Don't rob. Ask him for it. He's not going to say no. Because you're the Jews and look what's going on with them. Everyone's dying. Every firstborn. Go ask them. I'm not going to go ask them. What am I, a thief? Right? Can I please borrow that Gemara? I take it. Can I have it back? No, you can't have it back. Well, you're a thief. Okay, you're not a borrower. I'm not giving it back. What do you mean go ask them? The answer is, this was Hashem's plan, whatever it is. So go ask them. They're not going to do it on their own. They're too good for that. I'm not going to do it on their own. I'm not going to go steal. You have to ask them. Ask them. It's part of my cheshbon. Go ask them. Unbelievable vart. Right? Otherwise, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go steal from other people, even though they're their oppressors. Huh? It's human nature what?
You know, somebody wants to give. They're not going to give it to you.
Exactly. So go ask them. You're entitled to it. You ask them. If Hashem wouldn't have asked, the Bnei Yisrael never would have done this. Right? Now, why? Why? Shelo Yomer Osa Tzadik, the Tzadik, Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, V'avadadam V'inu Osam Kiyam Behem. Yeah, the torture and the suffering, that Hashem promised. That Hashem came through on that one. V'achrechei Yetzir Baruchush Gadol Lo Kiyam Behem. Daddy didn't come through. So go make sure that Avraham doesn't have a Taina. So we know that Avraham Avinu was the kind of person who never had Tainas. He never had Tainas. So Both sides have a taina. All of a sudden he doesn't like it. Right? Had a difficult. All of a sudden he doesn't like it. So it's over here in the Gruss says, the Gruss says, first of all, he could have been Mekayim, that promise could have been Mekayim later at the Yantar, which we'll get to in a minute. The Anaf Yosef asks, Avram's not going to say a word. What's he going to think to himself? They're leaving now without the money. What does that mean?
That's a lot of time.
That means it's the wrong time for them to leave. Just like the B'nai Ephraim left early, they all died. This must be the wrong time. That's going to cause Avram a lot of time. Oh my goodness, they're all going to die now. So because of that, Hashem said, make sure that doesn't, I don't want my Avram to have tar. So go make them get the money, so Avram should realize there's no tar. Hear that part? Amrulo, halavai, shenete ba'atzmenu. They answered back, forget all this, forget the money. Mashallah Adam Shaykhosh Beit Hatzurim, a guy's in jail. V'hayu Amrulo, b'nei Adam, matiyan otzcholamach Beit Hatzurim. Tomorrow you get out. B'nosim l'chol mamon harbe. I give you a lot of money. I'd rather leave today and not get anything. Right? You ask the guy in the concentration camp, so you want to stay here another day or two? No, I'd rather leave right this second. I don't need money. Right? That's what it's like. You want to stay, stick around a little longer, and then you'll become rich from this. No, I don't want to stick around here longer. Every second here is torture. I'll leave you right now, so forget the money. So Hashem said, no, go ask them. Go make sure they get the money. V'sha'ulam, Amr v'ami malami cha'she'ilam balkarcham. It was against their will. Ikat the Amri balkarcham the Mitzrayim. Some say against all of the Mitzrayim, which makes a lot of sense. Nobody wants to give up their money. Ikat the Amri balkarcham the Yisrael. Against the will of the Jews. Man da Amr balkarcham the Mitzrayim dechtiv v'nos beis techalek shalal. Man da Amr balkarcham the Yisrael. Mishum masui. They don't want to schlep so much. So it was uncomfortable for them to schlep. What does that mean? So the Ein Yaakov says, and by the Bezos Mitzrayim, they didn't complain about it. The answer is, yeah, because they knew they're on the run now from the Egyptians. How much can they be saddled down with other things? They're going to be chased. Once they saw everybody die at the Anvil, and now no one's chasing them, they might as well take the money. Then it says, Ve'inatzel es Mitzrayim, Amar v'amim malame sha'aso ki mitzuda she'ein ba'dogon. It's like a trap, like a net where there's no dogon inside. In other words, they emptied out Mitzrayim. It's like a net that doesn't have any fish. So the Tzlach asks, the Medrash says that the spoils at the Yamsuf were more than the spoils at Mitzrayim. Where'd all the spoils come from? They emptied out Mitzrayim. So how'd all this spoils get at the Yam if they emptied out Mitzrayim already? So the Tzlach said, I couldn't answer that question. I don't know the answer to that question. He says his son answered the question. That's one answer. One answer was Paro's. It was from Paro's treasury. So that the Bnei Yisrael never got. Paro emptied out his treasury, brought it to the Yam. Why did he bring it to the Yam? I don't know. And he brought it to the Yam. That's one answer. That's
the center
for the soldiers. Right, it was intended for the soldiers. Look what I'm taking out, my whole treasury. I'm emptying out everything, and I'm taking it all. That's one answer. The Tzlach's son answered as follows. That was only in Ramses and Piso. Only in Piso, which answers all the questions. Where did they get soldiers from? Where did they get horses from? Everything was all wiped. No, that was only in Piso and Ramses, where the Jews lived. The rest of Egypt were unaffected by the Makos. And they were unaffected. I mean, go ask your neighbor. They didn't live anywhere else. So they asked their neighbors where they lived. Give me all your gold. The rest of the country was free. Right? The rest of the country was free. So they had money. They had gold and silver. They all brought that to the op. Very difficult. Why it's very difficult. That's very difficult. What? But it must have been. It must have been that's where the king was, because that Paro's son died in Makas Bechoros, right?
Well, that's not true.
And also, the it's hard to say because the Paro's advisors told Paro, let them go already. It's all over. Don't you see? It's all over. It's all lost. Right? What do you mean it's all lost? In one province, there's a lot of locusts.
And then the of Devery says also, Lomeiswa Dechon, he sent them to
the whole country.
The whole country, and then the Jews, they saw that, you know, nobody.
Right,
no,
it says by the Tzfardeya, it says by the Tzfardeya that there was the border, right over here, there are frogs. Over there, there's no frogs. Why? That's not Egypt anymore. It's a different country. Hard to say that.
It's
It's not a steward. The Marcus were Vada all over.
So maybe just the gold. So the Makas are all over. So just the gold was only where they lived. Right? They're going to drive 6 hour drive to some foreign guy. Okay, give me your money. No, in where they lived.
That makes sense.
Okay, good. That's what the socks on answer. Okay, very good. Now we have a lagada that more Eyasher Eya only Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Leich Emolahem LeYisrael. Go tell the Jews. Ani Hayiti Machem B'Shibat Zeh. I'm here in this tsar. Vani Eya Machem B'Shibat Malchus. And I'll be there in another Malchus. I'll be there in future Tzaras. So I'm going to have fun of a bunch of dial Tzara B'Shaita. Why do you have to mention other Tzaras today? To go tell them what you have to tell them about the Halachos now. What are you telling them that for? So I'm going to have a question about you're right. You're right. So what was Hashem's Havamina? I don't know. What was Hashem's Havamina? And Moshe tells him that's not such a good... Yeah, Hashem, you know, you're right. That's not a good idea. I'm not going to tell them about future. I'm not going to tell them about the Crusades now. They can find out about it later. I'm not going to tell them now about it. Right? Aneni Hashem, Aneni, Amar B'Yavo, Lama, Amar, Aliyahu, Aneni, Beis Pa'abim. Why did he say it twice? Lamech, Amar, Aliyahu, Lefnei, Kosh, Rachim, Bon Shalom. Aneni, Yishter, Eish, Man, Hashemayim. V'tochal. Kol HaShahar, Mizbeach. First of all, Aneni, that you should take this fire and burn up the Mizbeach, even though they put it and made it soaking wet. Right? They made it soaking wet so nobody should know. Also, they shouldn't think I did some witchcraft. And they should think that it was really done by you. Fine. We have finished the first Mishnah of Shas and all the Gemara. We're on Daf Tesla Medbeis. Everybody gets a little bit of a mazel tov. We have gone through the first week. Today's the first week of Daf Yomi. And here we go next. When did we recite Shema? In the morning. When you can tell the difference between blue and white. Some say, yes, this is the blue and white of Tzitzis. When you can already tell the difference between blue and white, it's early enough. When is Misha Yakir? So today, on August 9th of 2012, Misha Yakir was at 5 o'clock. 5 or 5.05. So at 5 o'clock in the morning already, you can put on your talis. You can put on you can already say Shema in the morning. A Shema in the morning. We did say before that you can say it even earlier. That's already B'Shas HaTchak. Right, you wake up early, wake up 4 o'clock. Oh, I forgot to say Shema. But the normal time is 5 o'clock this morning. Right, Misha Yakir. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Ben Tchelos Lakarti, between blue and green, which is a later Zman, because blue and green look more similar. Ad, until HaNeitachama. Until Neitachama. We don't hold like that. That would mean you could say from 5 to 6. You have 1 hour to say, we don't hold like that. Right? We hold, you have more time than that. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Sha'os. You have 3 hours. Why? Shekin Derech Malcha Lachim Lamud B'Shalosh Sha'os. That's when the kings got up. In a way, we're kings. You have 3 hours. Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid. You don't lose anything. Ka'adam Hakori Batorah. You don't lose anything. It's like reading Torah. Nothing wrong with that.
You
might have lost the key of the mitzvah, but you don't, it's not a... We said earlier, it's not a negative thing, because we said that earlier, that it's not a, you're not going against anything. In other words, you're not doing something improper, as opposed to other baltosif, we touch on all that. Okay. Now, when is the Sof Zman Kriya Shema? So everybody knows it's a machlokas. Why is it a machlokas? It says 3 hours. So the machlokas when the 3 hours begin. Right? Do they begin at Alos, which is 4:30, or do they begin at Neis, which is 6 o'clock? Right? Which... It's not true. It's not an hour and a half difference. It's about a half hour difference. For example, today, Sof Zman Kriya Shema is either, according to the Magen Avraham, there are two Zmanim. It's either 8:27 or 8:53. That's a horizon machlokas. It's a whole nother machlokas. And according to the Gra, it's 9:29. So when we announce in Shul, Sof Zman Kriya Shema, we announce the later Zman. It's 9:29. Why do we do that? Isn't it a Suffolk Doraisa, Marcel? You asked me this like 6 years ago. Isn't it a Suffolk Doraisa? And shouldn't the Suffolk Doraisa be L'chumra? Shouldn't that be the case? As a matter of fact, look at the Luach. They have in big letters the early Zman, and then in tiny letters the later Zman. Why do they do that? Because they want you to be Machmer. Right? They want you to say it as early as possible, to be Yotze, the Shita of the Magen Avraham. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein respectfully disagreed with that. And I'll read it. It's in Simon Chav Dalet in the first Zayim Baruch Chaim. This Shuvah was in Tov Shun Yud Zayin, which is, I think, 1927. 37, or old tshuva. He says, "Bedavar zman kriyashma shachris." What's the story with zman kriyashma shachris? Hayaminik berov makomos shemedino senu Russia velita v'chayaminik hayeshivas hainu ad shalosh shos minet hachama kishitas hagra. The later zman, the hagras, the gras is the Baal HaTanya. It's one thing they agreed on, right? They didn't agree on a lot. They agreed on that. V'chein hu ikar ledina b'chol inyanim. That's the din. V'rak yechidim hoy machmirim la'atzman av gimel shos me'alos ha'shachar. Machmirim will machmir for it. And this is why we put it on our calendar. U'beluach, in the calendar, yesh l'kvoa ke'etzem hadin. Put the etzem hadin. Write the later zman. I don't need more than Rav Moshe Feinstein to tell me what to do. And he discusses in here what about the fact that it's a safek deraisa. He says it's not a safek. We're machria like the gra. That's how we paskin. It's no longer. It's like yes, you have your yachid out there. You want to? I can't tell you not to do that. Can't tell you not to, in the newest volume of the Igros Moshe, the volume 9, or the second volume posthumously, the first tshuva he has is what if somebody wants to switch Zmanim and daven early and in the shul they switch, has a whole long tshuva there, and on the bottom the footnote says go see this tshuva. And there was an article written in the Five Towns Jewish Times by somebody who said that Rav Moshe changed his mind. And he took it back. And I spoke to Rav Moshe's grandson and he said he did not change his mind. If you look at the two tshuvas, they're nothing similar at all. One tshuva was a guy wants to change his. You want to change your minhag? Rav Moshe, I can't tell you not to change your minhag. You want to be from the machmirim? It's not a negative. But to say that's how you should make the announcement in shul, Rav Moshe never said that. Okay, good, very good. Next, here we have to. Gemara, my bein tchelas alavan. What's the difference between blue and white? You have a ball of white wool and a ball of blue wool. You can tell that even at night. You can tell that apart. That's not. That can't be this man. No, I mean like in the tzitzis, in the mix together. I can't really see. Is that blue?
That's when you dye it. It doesn't dye perfectly in the same batch.
Okay.
It's not uniformly white.
Okay.
That's very
right. Others manim. Tani, Rameh Romer, Mishiyakir ben Zev Lekelev. When you can tell them between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Kiva Omer ben Chamor La'arod. Between a donkey and a different kind of donkey. Right? Vacherim Omerim, Vacherim say, Mishir Tzchever Rachach Dal Amos V'yakirenu. When you see your friends from 4 Amos away and you recognize them. Amr of Huna, Halacha Ka'acherim. It's Mishiyakir, your friend. Right? We all know that who's Acherim? Acherim is Rameh. But Rameh is right here in this. The first one's Rameh. Rameh said, from the wolf and the dog. And then Acherim say, your friend.
Then he changes the shita later.
So Rabbeinu Peretz says, whenever Rameh and the Acherim are in the same braisa, like here, the Acherim is Rameh that he learned from Elisha ben Avuya. You hear that? That's what he learned from Elisha ben Avuya, his Rebbe. And Rameh had his own shita. He had his own shita. His shita was wolf and dog. But he quotes his opinion of his Rebbe, Elisha ben Avuya, Acherim, with Acher, that it's a different zman.
No, Achirim was when he was banned.
Right, but how can you tell? How can you say that Achirim is a mayor if they're in the same? They're in the same brisa here.
Maybe he changed his mind later.
He changed his mind in the same brisa. Unlikely to say that.
Yeah. From the front to the back.
I think the front. Tosas asks, "What kind of friend are we talking about? If it's a very good friend, you can get him right away. And if it's a very bad friend, then right close you don't see who it is. So if that's an average friend."
How come by the first Mishnah, times are all given as times? Katsar is a little different.
Right, it's a good question.
It's when you can't see your friend.
Right, it's a good question.
Because you don't have a clock.
But they didn't have a clock at the end either.
So how come at night? They didn't have a clock.
Doesn't have a clock for night either. He's right.
Up until the time where you can't see the white.
Right, so we did say they did have Simonim, and we did say that one of the reasons we don't want to take Tetzak Kochavim is because nobody knows when that is. Nobody can figure that out. How do you figure that out? When are the three start?
So
we said, what? So we do. When you recognize your friend and tcheles and love,
there's
no zman. We didn't have zman in the beginning either. We said when the kohen goes to when is that? So we said it's tzeis hakochavim. Amar Abaya, The tefillin ka achirim. Regarding tefillin, we hold like achirim. Kriyashma l'ki vatsikim. When it comes to kriyashma, like the vatsikim. Who are the vatsikim? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Vatsikim hayi gom osa im neitachama. Vatsikim used to finish shma with neitachama, which again, today is 5:59 in the morning. Hanyan amihachi. Vatsikim hayi gom osa im neitachama. Vatsikim used to finish shma with neitz. So they can finish Geula and Tfila. They could connect Geula and Tfila. And they are davening at the day, at the moment when the night switches into day. What's the milah with that? Why should you want to do this? Because it says, dor dorim. Hey, Rabbi Yose ben El Yakim, Mishem Kahal Kedisha Yerushalayim. If you're somech gul tefila, you don't get any harm the whole day. Why not? Because we said, what's the reason why you're somech gul tefila? Because David HaMelech said in one Tehillim, Yiyu l'ratzon imrei fi, and in the next pasuk he said, Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. So when you're somech gul tefila like that, you will be safe from any tzara. You won't have any problems. Amar Zera, any is that true? Va'ana samchi v'izki, but I was so much cool feeling I got harmed one day. So I'm like, how did you get harmed? What was your problem? The imtes the asel abimalka, you have to schlep the hadasim to the king's palace. That's not a bad thing. Hasan nami boylach lemev agra lemechzi apimalka. Everybody should pay money to see the king. Why? Amar Yochanan, lo lemishtadel adal blaretz lekulikras malcha Yisrael. It's important. You should even pay money to see a king. Even a Goyish king. Right? Even a Goyish king. Why? She'im yizge yachin b'malchi Yisrael b'malchi Yaakov. Because you can see the difference. See how they treat the president? The cover the guy gets? It's unbelievable. You see that? You know what? That's how Mashiach is going to get treated. Even better. That's how the kings of old, that's how the Gedolim of old used to get treated like that. It's a good wake-up call. You shouldn't even pay money to see that. It was a bad thing, you had to see that. Don't worry about it. You have to pay a little money, get the schlep. It's not a problem. It's worth it to see that. Amar Le Rav Ila Le'ula, Ki Aliyas L'Hasam, when you go over there, Shal B'Shlamal D'Rav Bruna, Achi, go ask Bruna, my brother, the Mayim would call Chabur D'Adam Baruchu. He's the head of the Chabur, he's a great man. B'sameach b'mitzvos. He's happy in mitzvos. Zim l'chada, one time. Samach g'ul l'tfila. He was so mech g'ul l'tfila. V'lapasik kuche m'pume kuliyama. He had a smile on him the whole day. Couldn't get that smile off his face. So Tosfos says, L'batam Tosfos, V'yim tomar, V'halo kol olam sumchen g'ul l'tfila. Everybody does that. Who doesn't say g'ul l'tfila? Who doesn't do this? It's like none of us have smiles all day. Right? Everyone's so mech g'ul l'tfila. So Tosfos answers, no, it means vasikin. You daven vasikin, you so mech gula tefila. Then you have a smile your whole day. Not to anybody. Yeah, everybody says it. Everybody does it. I'm talking about someone who's so mech gula tefila. Vasikin, that's what it means. Okay. Heichi matzi samach. How could you say gula? How could you be so mech gula tefila? Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, betchilu om Hashem sifatai tiftach, ulbasav om ayil levatin imei fi. But you have to say Hashem sifatai tiftach. How are you so mech gula tefila? There's a break. Yes, it's already a few days ago. Amar Belazar, hey tefila shel arvus. No, that was talking about by Meir. That's only by Meir. So Gemara says, you only say Hashem Sifatai Tiftach by Meir. So we don't even do that. So what are we talking about? Amar Biyochanan, Ezu ben Olam Abba, Zazamech Gula shel arvus, with tefila shel arvus. It's even at night. Right? Ela Amar Belazar, hey minchas, betfilas mincha. So say it was by mincha. Rabashi Amar Fil Tema Kulu. No, you can take every tefila. Kivon de kavu rabbanan b'tfila. Since the rabbanan established to say it, k'tfila arich adami. It's like one long tefila. It's okay. Dilotei mahachi. Matzi samech. How could you see be samech gula tefila by ma'ariv? For a boy lemer hashkivenu. We say hashkivenu. It's a break. Ella kivon de tiknu rabbanan hashkivenu k'gula arich adamya. Hachanami here too. Kivon de kavu rabbanan b'tfila k'tfila arich adamya. It's one big tefila. What about the Amen at the end of Gal Yisrael? What about that Amen? So, it's a big machlokas. What? What? No, by Pshachos. By Ma'ariv it's on Akasha. So the Tosfos already said that. What about the Psukim? It's not a problem. It's all considered part of Tefillah. It's one long Arichta. What about the Amen? After Gol Yisrael, Hashem Hashem said, it's not a problem. What about the Amen? So the Rosh starts off by saying it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's part of davening. How could that Amen be any different than Hashem said, it's not a problem. Who holds like that? Somebody called the Ramah. But the Mechaber does not hold like that. The Mechaber says, the Mechaber paskins, you should not answer Amen on Gol Yisrael. It's a hefzik. The Ramah says it's not on someone else's Gol Yisrael, you shouldn't answer it. You hear someone else saying it, don't answer that. But on the Shriach Tzibur, you can. Now, we're choshish for the Mechaber here. So what do we do? So there are two options. Option number one is to make sure you finish together with the Shriach Tzibur. No one says you say Amen on your own bracha. And therefore, you're putter from the Amen. That's one option. The second option is what many shuls do, is when the Shriach Tzibur says it quietly, so you don't hear it. Is that appropriate? That's a big machlokas. Some say, don't do that, you're being mezalzel the bracha. Why are you saying it low? All of a sudden you say low? That Hashem should redeem us, no one should hear that? That's a zilzul, don't do that. Others say, no, it's not a zilzul, the only reason why you're doing it is because you have a suffix about saying Amen. So it's not a zilzul, it's the opposite, we're saving you from a nichshol. We want the whole machlok is what to do. I believe that Rabbi Rasmer and Rabbi Rabban both said that you should not say it low. Because they held from all those yeshivas, and he quotes over here, Rabbi Aaron Cutler said, every yeshiva he ever went to, in Kletsk and in the Mir, they all said it low. I think that we went away from that, and you should not say it low. Rather try very hard to make sure either one or the other. Here's another option. The third option is you finish before the Shriach Tzibur. So you already started Shmona Esrei, by the time the Shriach Tzibur gets, then you can't answer Amen. You're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You're not saying davening together with the Shriach Tzibur. So all you really said was Hashem Sevetai Tifta. So you didn't really start Shmona Esrei. You just get a little bit, like a 2-second head start. That's enough that you can't answer Amen. The Shriach Tzibur should say it out loud. Or the best option is make sure you're saying the words Gol Yisrael together with the Shriach Tzibur, then you're potter from answering Amen. Yeah. They raise that problem. That wouldn't even help because they like in Alexandria. You know which bracha they're up to and you know they're saying it. You can hear it. So what? You can still answer Amen. It's a good point. They raise that as an objection also, right? So that's the whole story with this issue. Everything good? All right, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good job.